Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Joy and Enjoyment. Do you struggle to find joy in the everyday moments of life? Most of life is filled with ordinary days. Special days in our lives only happen occasionally. But Jesus doesn't want us to struggle through the ordinary days. In this series, Joyce will share the keys to recognizing the little blessings in life and how to live with joy every day, even the normal ones. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Joy and Enjoyment.
One of the great secrets to enjoying anything is to find something to be thankful for in that situation or in that thing. For example, a lot of people like, I hate to do my laundry. I don't like laundry day. I got to do the laundry. Well, you could change your attitude by saying, I thank God that I've got clothes. Come on. See, this, we lose an attitude of gratitude through having so much abundance that we no longer appreciate, really truly appreciate the things that we have. I mean, we should be so appreciative of being able to walk into a place like this and spend the whole entire day worshiping Jesus, hearing the Word of God without fear of being arrested because we did it. And yet, we haven't seen the other side of the way a lot of other people live. And so we can tend to take this for granted. I shared last night that I'm not really a morning person. By that I mean it just takes me a little while. So give me some coffee, give me about an hour, a little caffeine and an hour of Jesus and I can behave and act right. So I wake up in the morning and I lay there and sometimes I'm like, oh man, I don't want to get up. But you know, I decided the other day, instead of doing that, I'm going to say, I'm glad that I have feet, that I can jump out of this bed and stand on my own two feet. I don't have to have somebody come and put me in a wheelchair first. I can walk around my house. I can go out and make my coffee. I can sit in my recliner. I can look out my nice window. And I'm saying this again, even though maybe if you were here last night, you heard it already. Because I really believe that this is one of the secrets to enjoying everything that you do. In everything you do, find some thing that you can be thankful for. How many of you agree with me that could be really life-changing? John 10:10, very powerful scripture. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came. And I could stop right there and we could just preach on I came for the rest of the day. Isn't it wonderful that Jesus interrupts what the devil's trying to do? Just think about that. I came that you might have and enjoy your life, not just have it, but enjoy your life in abundance to the full until it overflows. Well, since most of life is just ordinary everyday life, that means we have to learn how to enjoy what other people would call boring and mundane. And we can do that because everything we do should be done for the glory of God. And we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but our motives for why we do things has a lot to do with whether we can enjoy life or not. If you go to work just to get a paycheck, it's doubtful that you'll be able to enjoy your work. But if you go there with the idea in mind of letting God use you in that place to serve Him, and you see it as the place where God has planted you for right now, and you believe you have a purpose there, it completely changes things and turns them all the way around. It's our thinking and the way we talk that gets us in a lot of trouble. I'm actually writing a book right now on Proverbs, which is an interesting challenge because I decided to take it chapter by chapter. And Proverbs is extremely repetitive, and which only proves that we need to hear things over and over and over and over and over. But there are hundreds of scriptures in Proverbs about the mouth. Words. The mouth of the foolish, the mouth of the wise. And it is really amazing how much the Bible has to say about the importance of our thoughts and our words. And let me say right now that both of them are something that with God's help, we can learn how to control. How many of you believe that what you let go on in your mind has a lot to do with your joy or your lack of joy? Okay? Well, you sit around and think junky thoughts all day. I don't care what you own or what you're doing, you're not going to enjoy it. Because our real life is in us. I want to talk to you about the inner life today. And I want you to get in touch with what's going on inside of you. Because we can dress it up and take it to church, and we can say praise the Lord and smile at everybody and clap at all the right times, but that doesn't mean that that's really us. Amen? You can hide the real you from everybody else, but you can't hide it from God. You can't hide it from yourself. We can look at somebody and smile and be thinking, that outfit you have on is the stupidest looking thing I have ever seen in my life. Well, praise the Lord. Nice to see you today. I think it's time for us to get real. And by get real, I don't mean say that outfit looks stupid on you. But I mean we need to realize that what we think is the real us. It's not what we pretend to be. And so we feed on our thoughts. And the Bible actually says in Proverbs 18 that we eat our words. You've heard that phrase, you're going to eat those words. Well, that actually comes from Proverbs 18:21, which says that we feed on our words. So, you know, we have joy. You don't need to pray for God to give you joy. You need to pray for you to learn what's blocking your joy. You already have it. We spend a lot of time praying for stuff we've already got. And we need to spend more time thinking about if I've got it, then why am I not using it? And in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, a lot of the way that, say, the Israelites' enemies tried to attack them and affect them was to throw stones in their wells until they were so blocked up they couldn't get any water out of them. So I want you to look at yourself today like a well. And through the new birth in Jesus Christ, he comes to live on the inside of you. And so if he comes, all that he is comes with him. We have the fruit of the Spirit. We have peace. The Bible says in John 14:27, my peace I leave with you. Jesus bequeathed and left us his peace. We have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, meekness, humility, all those wonderful things. You have self-control. Oh yeah, you got it. Just because you don't use it doesn't mean you don't have it. So you can just stop saying, well, I just don't have any self-control. Yes, you do. Why don't you just tell the truth? I have lots of self-control. I just don't use it. And so you have joy. But Satan throws stones of jealousy and stones of envy and stones of worry and big boulders of guilt, all kinds of things down in our well until all the good things in there are blocked up. So maybe instead of praying for all this stuff we've already got, we need to start asking God to show us what's blocking them and with his help start removing them one by one. One of the things that David did when he became the king was he unstopped the wells. And I think today can be a day of unstopping wells. Hallelujah. All right. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. Very powerful scripture. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If we think about problems and sad things and negative things, it adversely affects the release of our joy. But I'll tell you something that does release joy, and that's hope. Hope is such a powerful word. And it's not hope like the world thinks about hope. Well, I hope something good happens, but I don't know if it will or not. No, hope is an aggressive expectation that something good is about to happen to me at any moment. Hope is about your expectations. So let me ask you, what are you expecting from life? What are you expecting today? We have a piece of property for sale that we've been trying to sell for a while, and somebody's looking at it this afternoon at 1:15, and I am expecting that to sell. Amen? And you can just expect with me that I'll get a good phone call today and say it's sold. Amen? Many people don't expect anything. They just like, well, we'll see. Who knows? We'll see. Or they actually go to the worst extreme and expect bad things to happen. And I used to be like that. I'd had so many bad things happen to me in my life that I had a bad case of what the Bible calls evil forebodings. I always had like this feeling in my atmosphere, what's the next terrible thing that's going to happen in my life? And sometimes you've had so many bad things happen that you're afraid to hope because you don't want to be disappointed again. But hope is necessary even for faith. A lot of people are trying to have faith, but they don't have hope. So just for the sake of making it really simple, let's just say that hopelessness is a negative attitude that nothing good is ever going to happen to me. But hope is an aggressively positive attitude that says, I believe God is working in my life and I am expecting something good to happen to me today. So you want to get rid of all stones of hopelessness. Romans 5 talks about hope. Romans 5 verses 2 through 5. Through him of course being Christ, also, we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into this grace, the state of God's favor, in which we firmly and safely stand. And let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. The word glory means the manifestation of all of God's excellencies.
Thanks for listening. Begin to find joy in the little things when you order today's offer, Enjoy Each Day Package, which includes 3 CDs and Enjoy Your Journey hardcover book. This package is available now for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Well, we live in an age where so many women believe their value comes from how they look or how many likes they get on social media. In my new book, I want to help you break free from the need to impress others and discover your worth and value in Christ. God didn't create you to imitate someone else. He created you to be authentically, uniquely you.
Authentically, uniquely you. Visit joycemeyer.org and order your copy today.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.